You're listening to SBS News.
Indonesian authorities located two black boxes from the wreckage of a Sriwijaya Air flight on Sunday night. They now have their sights set on retrieving them, hopeful they may help them discover what caused the Boeing 737-500 to plunge into the ocean halfway through its flight. The chief of Indonesia's search and rescue agency, Bagas Parahito, said Monday's search efforts focus on retrieving those black boxes and searching for victims.
We will concentrate on the search for victims and large-size aircraft body parts. The search and rescue operation will be carried out over 24 hours from dealing with technical operations to monitoring. We will do it with shifts.
The plane took off from the capital, Jakarta, on Saturday afternoon, bound for Pontianak in Indonesia's West Kalimantan province, a route that takes 90 minutes. But after about 45 minutes in the air, the plane lost contact with the control tower. There were 62 people on board, 50 passengers and 12 crew members, and all were Indonesian. It was raining when the plane took off, and one of the passengers messaged her husband after boarding and told him the weather wasn't good. On Sunday night, Jakarta Police spokesman Yusri Yuris said some material had already been retrieved from the water.
We have already found two bags of goods last night and transferred them to the hospital. The first bag contains clothes from the passengers and the other contains human remains. We are still confirming the amount that we retrieved and are planning to compare them to the DNA of the relatives. All current work is in progress.
There are still no clues as to what caused the crash. The signals the two black boxes are giving suggest the plane's wreckage is 23 meters below sea level. Eight ships, four helicopters, and 50 divers have been dispatched as part of the search and rescue mission. The families of those on board are now anxiously waiting for updates from the search team. The brother of one of the crew members, Adi Cornelswadu, says the family is still hoping for a miracle.
We really appreciate all parties doing their best. We can only pray that everything goes smoothly so that the plane and the people inside can be found.
Families have been asked to provide dental records and DNA samples that could help authorities identify the victims. On Sunday, Indonesian President Joko Widodo offered his condolences to the families of those on board and said he has asked for a full investigation into the crash.
I, on behalf of the government and all Indonesian people, express my deep condolences for the occurrence of this tragedy. We do our best to find and rescue the victims, and let's pray together so that the victims can be found. I have also submitted to the National Transportation Safety Commission to conduct an investigative study of this disaster.
The incident marks Indonesia's third major plane crash in the past 6 years, with almost 700 aviation fatalities in the past decade, not including those on Saturday. A Lion Air 737 MAX crashed in October 2018, a key factor in the global grounding of the Boeing aeroplane, and killed 189 people. And an AirAsia Airbus A320 flight crashed in December 2014, killing 162 people. The country's aviation history led the European Union to ban all Indonesian flights in the late 90s. Those restrictions were fully lifted in 2018. Claudia Farhat, SBS News.